Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. For this episode, I wanted to narrow in on one specific tarot card and do a bit of a deep dive. And the card that I wanted to discuss is actually one of my favorite cards. So I'm going to talk about the card and also what crystals go well with this card and the meaning behind it. So when it comes to tarot cards, there are major arcana and minor arcana cards. The minor arcana consists of four different suits, including swords, cups, pentacles, and wands. And the major arcana consists of 22 cards that represent major life events or lessons. And the card that I'm going to be talking about today is called Temperance, and it falls within the major arcana cards. When you are doing a tarot reading, if you pull a card, it can be in an upright position or it could be reversed, which means it's upside down. And not everyone kind of follows this. Some people just read the card for the basic meaning rather than paying attention to whether it's upright or reversed. You can do whatever feels right to you. For me, it depends on the reading if I read it as reversed or upright or if I just refer to the basic meaning. And one website that I like to reference when talking about tarot and doing tarot readings is a website called Biddy Tarot. I find it to be really helpful and gives a lot of good detail. When it comes to the Temperance tarot card, we can start out with some key words. So if the Temperance card is reversed, the key words could be imbalance, excess, self-healing, and realignment. If it's upright, the key words could be balance, moderation, patience, and purpose. So I'm going to read to you the description from Biddy Tarot, but before I do, I want to mention that when reading cards, there are different ways to do so, and it really depends on the person and how they want to do their readings. You can do readings based on the description that I'm about to read to you, or you can base it on more of the imagery of the card, or you can also base it on the context of the other cards that you pull as well and kind of do like one big reading. It really depends. And there are many guides out there online that can help you learn how to read cards and what to look for and what the different suits represent and, you know, all of these other things. So there's a lot of symbolism, a lot of meaning in each of these cards. And when it comes to the basic description of the Temperance card from the Biddy Tarot website, it provides a description for the upright position as well as reversed. And as I read the descriptions, see what comes up. See if anything resonates with you. And I find when I use this website, sometimes I feel like I only connect with part of the description. So this is just a general idea and meaning behind the card, and it doesn't mean that if you pull this card that every single thing will apply to you. So the upright description is, Temperance is the card for bringing balance, patience, and moderation into your life. You are being invited to stabilize your energy and to allow the life force to flow through you without force or resistance. It's time to recover your flow and get your life back into order and balance. This card calls on you to remain calm even when life feels stressful or frantic. Maintain an even temperament and manage your emotions. You have learned to keep composed in stressful situations. Little things don't get to you thanks to your seemingly abundant source of patience. Your respect for balance and tranquility is what will help you achieve and experience fulfillment in your life. Temperance asks you to take the middle path and accommodate all perspectives. Now is not the time to be highly opinionated or controversial. Be the peacekeeper and take a balanced and moderate approach, avoiding any extremes. Include others and bring together diverse groups of people to create harmony and cooperation. By working together, you will collectively leverage the right mix of talents, experiences, abilities, and skills. There is an alchemy within Temperance. This tarot card is about blending, mixing, and combining diverse elements in a way that creates something new and even more valuable than its separate parts. Blending can take on many forms. For example, a blended family, an artist who blends different materials or techniques, a bartender who mixes new and exciting cocktails, or a chef who combines different cuisines and cooking styles. The Temperance card shows you that you have a clear, long-term vision of what you want to achieve. You are not rushing things along. Instead, you are taking your time to ensure that you do the best job you can. You know you need a moderate, guided approach to reach your goals. Finally, this card reflects higher learning. You are learning a great deal where you are now and are at peace with what you are doing. It is all coming together well. Your inner voice is guiding you to the right outcome, and you are patiently listening and following. So that's the upright description. And the reverse description is, if you have recently experienced a period of excess, Temperance reverse is your invitation, or sometimes your warning signal, to restore balance and moderation as soon as possible. You may have been overeating, regularly drinking, buying things you can't afford, arguing with loved ones, or engaging in negative thought patterns. These activities are taking you further away from who you are and what you are here to do. So it is time to stop. As they say, everything in moderation. Or you may find you need 100% abstinence to break this negative cycle and bring your life back into balance again. Temperance reverse can also be a sign that you sense something is off in your life, creating stress and tension. Life is not flowing as easily as you had hoped for, or there's a voice from within going, "Wait a second, this doesn't feel right." You can ignore it and carry on with life as usual. But heed Temperance's warning. If you stay in this state for too long, the voice will just get louder and louder until you pay attention. Or you can listen to it now and make the necessary adjustments to find your flow once again. Focus on your long-term vision and higher purpose and seek to align your daily activities with this vision. Temperance reversed may reflect a period of self-evaluation in which you can re-examine your life priorities. Internally, you may feel called in one direction, but your daily life may not match up to what is emerging. See this as your opportunity to align your higher vibration with your outer world. You may need to change your living arrangements, relationships, career, and/or daily habits so you can cultivate more balance and purpose in line with your new priorities. Don't be surprised if you run into tension or even conflict as you align your inner and outer world. It's a natural part of the process of leveling up and creating positive change. Similarly, the Temperance reverse can be a call for profound self-healing. By creating more balance and moderation in your life, you open the possibility for such healing to occur. Given the reversal of this card, you are doing it in a way that is personal and private to you, without the influence of others. You know you have what you need to heal yourself and create more flow in your life. So those were the two descriptions from Biddy Tarot. Now let's get into the crystals. So I'm going to list a few crystals that will go really well with the energy and meaning of the Temperance card. However, if you get this card in a reading and you find different meaning within it, you can always choose crystals based on that. Since Temperance is really all about balance and moderation, of course, you can always work with a chakra grid to help with balancing your energy overall. And one crystal that is recommended from a few different sources is actually amethyst. And this is no shocker, we use and reference amethyst in a lot of different episodes for this podcast. Amethyst will help to bring balance to your energy throughout the reading. Another crystal that pairs well with Temperance would be moonstone. Moonstone can awaken feminine energy and can also help you to listen to your inner guidance. Your inner guidance is important when trying to find that balance in life and trying to understand which direction you need to go. Another crystal that can be used would be moss agate. Moss agate is a great way to connect with your inner self by grounding yourself and bringing in that like earthy energy to help keep you grounded and centered. I will also recommend Tiger's Eye to complement the Temperance card. Tiger's Eye is a strong, like, motivating energy, and I think it goes well with Temperance because once you find that inner guidance, Tiger's eye will help give you the energy needed to take the steps forward. And finally, some kind of black crystal would work really well to help keep your energy grounded and balanced. So I have a whole episode on black crystals, but specifically for temperance, I think smoky quartz would work really well because it helps you to stay connected to that inner wisdom while also grounding you at the same time. Smoky quartz has a very balanced energy that will help bring that balance to you. So let me ask you, what crystals did you initially think of when I was talking about the energy of temperance? You can go ahead and check out my Instagram page. I'll be posting some photos to go along with this episode. My page is Crystals and Clarity Podcast. I will link that below. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.